About 100 staff members at the Seattle Times are joining together in protest of the paper's decision to run a full-page ad in support of Republican gubernatorial candidate Rob McKenna. The staffers say the choice compromises their integrity. The newspaper is also running an ad in support of the same-sex marriage initiative. And now, as KUOW's Allie Ferguson reports, industry executives are also questioning the Times' decision.
Alan Fisco is an executive with the Seattle Times Company. He says print newspapers miss out on the millions of dollars in campaign spending that go to broadcast television, and that this new ad campaign is meant to demonstrate the importance of print newspapers to political advertising.
We hope and expect that this will result in greater revenues to our newspaper.
Seattle Times reporters and editors were not involved in the decision to run the ads, but Fisco says increased political advertising will help fund reporting in the future. The union representing the reporters says it is deeply concerned with the newspaper's actions. Roy Peter Clark is with the Poynter Institute, a national journalism think tank. He is also critical of the ads. Clark says this new campaign will negatively affect the credibility of the newspaper and its reporters.
It's difficult to have to go out into the world and be fair, even-handed, nonpartisan, in the face of the fact that the newspaper is running house ads in support of a particular political point of view.
For his part, Fisco disagrees with Clark. He says he hopes that readers will recognize this as a way to show the power of political advertising. The cost of the ads amounts to more than $150,000 for the two campaigns. For KUOW News, I'm Allie Ferguson.